We have a CD out. You can download it or buy it at our Bandcamp site, which is fieldaymusic.bandcamp.com.
And this song is on it.
The song is called Lovely Ghost.
Tune really fast.
Sure. I'm going to pull out the hand puppets. You can't see them at home, but they're here.
Why don't you say something about an upcoming concert?
Right. We got a bunch of shows coming up next month. We're going to be at Atwoods on July 6th, Wednesday, July 6th at 10 o'clock. Then on the 9th, we'll be back home in Jamaica Plain.
Porch Fest.
We just did Porch Fest in Brookline. We're doing JP Porch Fest on July 9th. And then later in the month, we'll be joining Dennis Brennan at his residency at Lizard Lounge on the 20th.
Well done, Dan.
That was good.
Now I'm
tuned
up.
Are you reading that?
He memorized that.
It's the hand puppets talking.
I'm looking for my glasses for the last 6 songs.
They're on top of your head.
Here we go.
Diving, dying.
right, we're gonna play another new song.
Ooh, capo.
Sound you hear is putting on of the capos.
Picture, if you will.
Picture, if you will, a capo. Here's the water. Okay, the drummer's over the line. We're gonna start playing a song. It's called "The Future Is Here."
Also available on our Bandcamp site. That's fieldaymusic.bandcamp.com. It's recorded with Dave Minahan at Woolly Mammoth Studio in Waltham, Mass.
And it's called?
A Gub.
Tell them the real name of the song.
It's called A Gun.
Ready? A 1, 2, 3.
For your mistakes.
We're Field Day. We got one more song for you. This song is called Loud and Clear. Joan, you ready to turn it up?
Well, yeah.
Said with conviction.
Thought you'd never ask.
Are you all ready, kid?
Turn it up, turn it out, and let me see what you're on. You're all underneath, but no one sees what's really there inside of you, inside of you. Na 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 na. Turn the page on it, my dear, and write the words you want to hear. Check it twice, then open up your secret side, black and white, flesh and bone. You close your eyes, you're on your own, you're on your own. That I could show ya. Double lock, check it twice, then open up your secret side, black and white, flesh and bone. You close your eyes, you're on your own, you're on your own.
Thanks for tuning in, streaming, everybody who's been listening. We're Field Day.
We've been playing, now we'll be doing a little bit of talking.
Today is the day to wear some jewelry. from you. Mark Lipnin there off his album Goodbye Copilot, that song Migratory Birds. Part of that, the Jimmy Bez Blues Band, Keep Me Back, off his album The Silent Flame. And we started that set off with Daniel Ouellette and the Shobijin. Today is my first day of high heel school. And I, whenever I wear high heels, I feel like it is my first day of high heel school all over again. I am delighted to be joined in the chatting studio, Studio A, I guess you'd say, by Field Day, who just gave us a tremendous performance from Studio D, named for Mikey D, of course. And I'm just delighted to have you in the studio. Hello, guys.
Hello.
Hi. Hello. We're so happy to be here.
Thanks for having us.
Do you want to go around and quickly introduce yourselves? Just so, I mean, the listeners at home will hear four voices, so.
Okay. I'm the girl. I'm Joan Anderman.
And I am John Kay. I'm the drummer.
I'm Dan Zedek. I play guitar and sing.
I'm Phil Magnifico. I'm the bassist, and I lend background vocals.
And as we just learned, and I'm dorking out over this a little bit, but Magnifico is his real last name. I was just talking about how great that is. And Melissa, if you're listening, I was just talking up your last name. Inferna is just, that is an incredible name. And as Phil was saying, you should probably form a band together. Just
by name and nature. Okay,
so... So thank you so much for that. Now, you've performed a few songs off your new EP, The Woolly Mammoth Sessions, which you recorded with Dave Minahan at Woolly Mammoth. And Joan and I were just chatting about our mutual experiences of Ladies Rock Camp. You as a band coach, which I feel like is probably the most fun.
It was
of being
incredibly
at band camp.
Fun. I mean, I actually, it made me want to participate and learn a new instrument at band camp. Being a coach was fantastic. It was completely just the most fun and incredibly inspiring, and I do want to go back and be a camper sometime.
Well, and because I hope you don't mind my mentioning, you're also someone like me who came to performing a little bit later than, say, folks who started when they were 13, 14 years old.
Just a little bit later, yeah.
And so previously you were a music journalist.
I was a pop music critic at the Boston Globe for years, and prior to that at other papers and periodicals. And yeah, and then when I kind of, that ran its course, and I decided I wanted to try my hand at this, and I met these guys, and it's been really great. It's just been the most wonderful thing.
And you guys sound fantastic. You've only been together for a few years now.
About two.
Yeah. And you had the Rumble experience.
That was great.
This spring.
We did.
I'm still bitter.
We are not bitter. He's joking. We had such a good time.
Yeah, they were out of goat tacos by the time he ordered.
It's the tacos. They're heartbreakers, man.
The Rumble is all about the tacos now that it's happening at Cuisine & Locale.
Exactly. And I'm a huge fan of the Rumble. I just think it's a fantastic chance. It's a showcase for the best that the Boston area, that New England has to offer.
Yeah,
that's
really
exactly right.
We heard such great music. We met a lot of great people.
Yeah, it didn't feel like a competition at all. It felt like an opportunity to play for new people who we wouldn't ordinarily have in front of us. And we made some wonderful connections. It was a win all the way around.
Yeah,
don't
really
listen to the drummer.
Just get him some goat tacos. Maybe he'll forgive
okay.
the venue.
Yeah, you know what? You know what? That would
it's
work.
11:36 p.m.
We'll Yelp it.
We could make it happen. But you know, it's run by Angel and JJ Gonson, of course, who runs Cuisine & Locale. Prior to that, before TT's closed, you know, a venue run by Bonnie. It's just a neat little family of people.
It is.
It
I used to judge the Rumble back in the day. Now I'm just.
Now you're judged.
Judged. I know. Am I moving in the wrong direction?
Well, I understand also that sometimes participants are pulled back into the fray to judge. It's sort of it's a what's the word I'm looking for?
You sit sort of on a incestuous.
Well, I was thinking sort of Occam's razor, but sure.
Is that word on the list?
Oh yeah,
we gotta call up Mr. Carlin and check in with him.
Where's the list?
Well, and I know you guys have just come off the back of playing a bunch of shows. I'm just so happy that you were able to make time for us. I understand that you do have another show coming up early next month.
Yeah, we're going to be at Atwood's Tavern on Cambridge Street in Cambridge on July the 6th, Wednesday. And then that Saturday, we'll be playing at the JP Porch Fest.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, down by the monument. We just got done doing Brookline Porch Fest. This is our year of Porch Fest.
We're basically doing the porch circuit.
Exactly.
I have to say one thing about the show at Atwood's. The patio is open for dinner. And this is a fantastic urban patio. So
yeah, it's a great hangout.
My advice is have dinner at the patio and then come to the field day show at 10. Okay, I'm going to stop talking about
it. I'm looking forward to that already.
Yes!
That sounds perfect.
All right.
Do they have tacos?
Do not have tacos. It's the food is and beer are both great there, though.
Yeah.
If you bring goat tacos, then there might be. Yeah.
And we're going to end the month on July 20th playing with Dennis Brennan Band, who's doing a residency at Lizard Lounge. And
oh,
we'll
how cool.
Doing a short set with him. Really excited about that.
Yeah, he's fantastic, and I love that venue, too. That's a great place to be.
Yeah.
You can always eat outdoors upstairs and then rejoin indoors. You have me on a summer tip right now. I'm going to play another song, and then maybe we can come back and chat a little bit more about the music, about how you guys came together, and all the rest of it, all the news that's fit to print or something of that sort. Up here, I wanted to play something off Emily Grogan's latest Strings of Light. This right here is Day Off, and wouldn't we all like a day off?
Your window, and what do you see? The world crumbles round you, you're a bent and twisted tree. Yeah, when you were younger, well, somebody twisted your roof. Now
so wrapped up in talking with Field Day that I'm getting distracted. That just there, Emily Grogan with Day Off. We were just chatting about the fact that you are a band of four people. Three of you are also singer-songwriters. You were talking about your process, that it's the songwriting itself tends to come from one of the three of you, and then the three of you together, or the four of you together, talk about arrangement and how...
Yeah, I mean, usually one of us shows up in the basement and just starts playing something, and then everybody else is getting in tune and getting a beer from the refrigerator and various other things, and then somebody says, is that a new one? I think I like that one. And then immediately goes into, what if that verse was like four bars shorter, and what if the bridge modulated up? And
they're the best practice days. When a new song's introduced, and we all get to throw it around and play with it, that's just like the best day.
Well, that's what we started out doing. We didn't really begin as a band. These two used to get together. Dan and John used to get together just as pals with guitars and play each other's songs for fun.
And covers.
And covers, yep. Too. And then Dan asked me if I wanted to join, and the three of us started getting together and working up songs. And that was months before it occurred to us, well, we could be a band if we had a bass player.
Right.
And then we went and found Phil.
And just, it immediately felt like now it's a band. The minute that, you know, Phil first played with us, just immediately clicked.
Yeah, that's, and it's, I still marvel at the fact that, you know, three different people and three very distinctive different songwriters bring in their own material, and, you know, we do all of our songs, and it still sounds like a band to me, like our material's of a piece.
Yes, it's not as if you're listening to, I mean, for example, during the break we were talking about the Beatles, for just as a joking example, and of course our little chat of our love for Ringo.
Wait, but a joking example? You said you weren't comparing us to the Beatles? Wow!
I'm trying to keep, you know, the arguments down. I sort of have Let It Be sessions ringing in my head. But you know, it's not like with the White Album where it's sort of like, well, this is a John song, this is a Paul song, this is an obvious split. It's very cohesive.
Yeah. And people often come up to us after shows and say, "Who wrote that song?" And we generally sing, we always sing lead on the songs we wrote, but we all love it that people just can't tell.
Yeah. You know,
because I guess that means they feel of a piece.
Yeah.
And that's the perfect thing. It's because they're your songs collectively, your songs.
They become the group songs, yeah. They actually morph from one person's song to a group song. It's a beautiful thing, really.
So this may be, this could be a tricky question, but on the new EP, there are three songs. Is there one song? Do you each feel more ownership for one of the three songs, or for all three of them? Are they your babies?
I mean, they really feel all like our babies. I mean, the songs that John wrote or that Joan wrote, I feel like, oh, I added this to it, or I don't know. It's just, you fall in love with the songs and they become your own.
And everybody really, really, truly does add critical pieces to it.
Yeah, I mean, actually, critical is a good word also, because it's not always a love fest. We're actually really critical of each other's work also. I don't think we're easy on each other.
Yeah, Dan, in fact, this might be a good time to tell you how I feel about your new one.
Wait a minute, you two.
I knew I shouldn't have brought up the Beatles. I knew that was a problem brewing.
Problem is, none of us are the quiet one. That's the problem right
yeah,
there.
Jesus. Yeah.
That's great. Yeah, I think in my band we're just all Georges, which is probably a problem
okay
in itself.
That's okay
with me. Oh yeah,
I mean, well, I'll take an all George band.
on an aesthetic level, absolutely. I'm gonna play another song. We'll have a little bit more chat, but I wanted to play something from Psychic Dog because they're lovely, and this is off Adios Huevos, which is possibly my favorite EP name. After, of course, the Woolly Mammoth sessions, which you can find on Bandcamp by Field Day. But this right here is Psychic Dog with Tune Her.
Sitting on the corner,
let me borrow that silk cravat. Let me try on your newsboy hat. Ooh, that pinstripe vest, oh, better yet. Let me take off you. That pinstripe vest is tailored fine. Red velvet shoes, they look divine. That pocket square, you got me dying. Let me take it off you. You look so sharp. For you.
Johnny Blazes and the Pretty Boys just there, who were also in the Rumble this year. They're fun. I believe I go-go danced for them a couple years ago.
You don't remember?
It was a long show. I mainly remember how much my feet hurt at the end of the night. They were part of that show in any case, if it wasn't actually during their set. My apologies, Johnny Blazes. We are sitting here with Field Day, who treated us to a live set earlier on in the 10 o'clock hour into the 11 o'clock hour. You will be able to, in case you missed it, hear a podcast of their performance as well as this chat if you would care to revisit it. If you visit the WMFO On the Town with Mikey D Facebook page tomorrow, the WMFO website, we'll be sharing that also with Field Day. You'll be able to take a listen. I would say take a gander, but you'll be just looking at your screen, in all honesty. Field Day, who have just come out with the Woolly Mammoth Sessions. It's an EP that is available online. At Bandcamp, also at their shows, I imagine. They're playing in early July, July 6th, mm-hmm. at Atwood's
Tavern.
And their patio will be open.
Patio will be open.
there are a couple of other shows
coming
up.
Shout out to Randy Millman. Love ya.
Randy's great.
I know.
Then we'll be at JP Porch Fest on the 9th, that
yep,
Saturday.
July 9th at JP Porch Fest.
And then with Dennis mm-hmm. Brennan Band on the 21st at Lizard Lounge.
Yep.
Beautiful. So July's a big month for you. And you just came off, was it the Brookline
Porch Fest?
Brookline Porch Fest.
The first annual.
First annual Brookline Porch Fest.
I feel like this is, so Saturday, Arlington is also doing their
also
first
the
Porch
first
Fest.
Also the first one, right?
Yeah.
It's spreading.
It really is a thing. I mean, you were talking about doing a tour of all the Porch Fests. I feel like that'll be a thing.
So, that'd be fantastic.
So what's the story with Alston? No Porch Fest in Alston. What's that about?
Of all the towns.
I know, right?
I'm not sure that any of them have passed fire code. And I say that with great love as a former resident of Alston.
Alstonian.
Yeah, it seems a little, maybe lower Alston. You could do an LA Porch Fest as long as Harvard would be okay with that. But yes, and you also did a multi-state tour.
Oh yeah, we did an epic multi-state tour.
Multi is a word which means two in this case. But
although, I don't know, as the grammarian in the group, I don't know if multi might require three be multi.
It's a bi-state tour.
Bi-city. Okay, let's just come out and say it. We played in New Haven in New York.
Yeah, a great place called Cafe 9 in New Haven.
Yeah, and Pianos in New York. We had a ball.
Yeah. We could call it a weekend tour.
Yes, we could.
Right?
Yeah. I like
it's
that.
It's too simple.
Saw a great band in New Haven, also the Shelley Velasquez Experience. Really loved them.
Yeah, we teamed up with them on this bill, and they were wonderful. We're hoping to have them up here to show with us.
The Shelley Velasquez Experience.
Yep. If the name sounds familiar, Ed Velasquez is her brother.
I was curious.
Uh-huh.
Very cool.
Yeah.
How awesome. And also a New England band.
Correct. Yeah.
So how exciting. I am excited to check them out. Very cool. And I knew there was a thing that I wanted to be sure to mention that's happening for you, that's coming up, and it completely slipped my mind. We talked about the July shows. We talked about the Porch Fest that's happening. We talked about having been in the Rumble. We talked about the fact that you can go to Field Day's Bandcamp page, which of course is fielddaymusic.bandcamp.com, and download both of their recordings, the Woolly Mammoth Sessions and the self-titled album from last year. Let me play another song while I think about that. I'm sure there's something I'm forgetting.
We'll be thinking too.
We'll put all of our thinking caps on. I feel terrible that I'm keeping you here, my hostage, until midnight. We only have a little bit of more time left with Field Day. Please do check them out on Facebook and on Bandcamp. Right up here, this is Horse Mode with Jazz and IPAs. What could be better? We'll be right back. Horse Mode, just there with Jazz and IPAs off their album All You Ever Talk About Is Jazz. Maybe it's because all you ever name your songs have to do with jazz, Horse Mode. Prior to that, we were chatting with Field Day. Field Day.
We're still here.
Thank you so much for staying with me.
We've been having a wonderful time with you. We're never leaving.
It's a bit of a tangent festival, actually, but...
It's a witch festival?
It's a bit of a tangent festival.
It is a little bit of a tangent festival, but now that I understand that you are a fellow Robin Hitchcock fan, I feel like maybe that's a slight explanation. You know, we haven't really talked about lizards yet, or weird